It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Global Alert News, a commercial-free hour of the most dire frontline reports on the threats we face, begins now. The human race is not just sleepwalking toward near-term extinction. We are sprinting toward it. And all the while, how many in the population are completely asleep at the wheel, convinced that nothing could be wrong in a world with iPhones, fast food that is cheaper than ever, and new cars for the taking with nothing down, no interest, and no payments for months and months? What could be wrong? As I press on through this broadcast message that contains some of the most dire data yet reported on Global Alert News, I want to make this statement loudly and clearly. I am not asking for anyone to believe anything I report. What I'm asking for, pleading for, is for honest investigation of the dire issues Global Alert News and geoengineeringwatch.org are trying desperately to bring to light. Those that have any regard for the truth will take the time to do objective investigation. Moving on to the question of unbridled human insanity, building yet more weapons of mass destruction with the last remaining resources on a rapidly dying planet. The Pentagon, as we know from previous reports, can't account for at least $21 trillion. But the insanity of increased militarization on a dying planet is not confined to the U.S. Consider this headline from last week. Record high global defense spending. Record high spending on weapons of mass destruction on a dying planet. Many years ago, James Madison said this, quote, "Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies. From these proceed debts and taxes, known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare." Again, James Madison. What factor was Madison not able to even consider or contemplate so long ago? This, that modern technology would fuel the military-industrial complex and the war machine to a degree that has now given it the power to destroy life on Earth countless times over. I have an excess of dire, breaking reports to cover in this broadcast, so I'll get to as many as I can. But first, I want to say this. To those that are already awake and aware and doing their best to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm, my most sincere gratitude to you. Thank you for your courage and for your commitment to the greater good. We march together in this all-important battle. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 222, November 9th, 2019. News most don't want to hear, but that we must face if we're able to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, repeat broadcast, same station, same time. Also broadcast on the East Coast of the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping, and for those that want to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm, having printed, compelling, credible materials is exponentially more effective than any verbal communication can be. Something to consider, to arm yourself with credible data that is hugely important, and we are running out of time very rapidly. Please review those material sections. There are also free downloadable links for our materials. You can print them yourself. Our only goal is to get these materials into circulation. We print in vast quantities, therefore we can pass them on much cheaper. Again, we pass materials on at our approximate cost of producing and shipping. We simply want to get as many in circulation as we can. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend GEM Fair events, GEMFAIRE. Jim Fair has been and is an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at all Jim Fair events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials. Help us in the critical effort to wake the masses. Reaching a critical mass of awareness in the population is the only way forward in this battle. More on that later in this broadcast. This week's Jim Fair events, Puyallup, Washington, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Washington State Fair and Events Center. Next week, Portland, Oregon, November 15th through the 17th, the Oregon Convention Center. You can get into these events free if you tell the Ticketmaster you're there to pick up materials for geoengineering or from geoengineeringwatch.org to help us raise awareness on this most critical issue of climate engineering as quickly as possible. On to headlines and the state of the world. Let's start with a succession of headlines. Organic collapse in money supply supplanted by synthetic growth equals centrally directed melt up. This is the snake eating its own tail. Fueling growth with printed money cannot last. You cannot perpetually expand on a finite world with finite resources by printing money. We're about to find out just how true that is. More headlines. European Commission warns of dire future unless Germany issues much more debt. Printing money. Not going to save or salvage anything. When the planet and its life support systems no longer support life, that's the end of the road. Another headline. The recession in the auto industry is tanking the global economy. New cars are being put on car lots at an unbelievable scale in places around the globe so that they can keep the production lines moving. Another headline. Uber loses another $1.2 billion. Stock dives again. Another headline. Europe's banks must brace for the coming digital storm. Another headline. New bubbles. Mounting debt preparing for the coming crisis. Another headline. Corporate profits are worse than you think. And on all these headlines, by the way, I don't have time to go into the sources. There's many sources on most headlines. If you search the exact headline I give, you will find that easily online. Another headline, European supermarket giant Dia discloses huge losses, plunging revenues, and soaring debt. Another headline, Sears owner gets $250 million lifeline, but says it will shut another 96 stores. Let's cover a few headlines on energy production, or the decline of it, I should state, and something to remember. At the turn of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, one barrel of oil, or the energy contained in one barrel of oil, could facilitate the extraction of another 100 out of the ground. Oil was much easier to recover at that point in time. Now it takes one barrel of oil to recover 6 barrels of oil. This represents the radical decline in the availability and accessibility of hydrocarbon energy. On that note, this headline, trouble at mighty ExxonMobil, record number of shale wells while Permian oil production remains flat. In other words, many more wells but no more production because production is falling. Another headline, vital Canadian pipeline to remain offline after oil spill. Another headline, another Canadian oil and gas producer bites the dust. Another headline, the drilling frenzy, i.e. fracking, is over for shale. And about the Philadelphia oil fire, by the way, that many may have seen, there's alarms being sounded over the aging U.S. refineries. Why aren't they rebuilding those refineries or updating them? Because the hydrocarbon age is almost over, and those in power know it. They know the current paradigm is about to completely collapse, and they will utilize existing components of that paradigm as long as they possibly can. The fallacy of, quote, sustainable development is becoming clearer by the day. And it should not be hard to comprehend that perpetual development on a finite planet with finite resources is impossible. The equation is profoundly simple, yet completely denied and ignored. How bad is it? Far more dire and immediate than almost any yet comprehend. Headlines. Nuclear radiation depletes the ozone layer, will eventually destroy planet's oxygen. Something that most are completely unaware of. It's not just the danger to the radiation to us, but it's destroying Earth's protective ozone layer without which we all die and depleting our oxygen supply, as are countless other forms of human activity. Countless other forms. Radio frequency and microwave broadcasts also destroy the ozone layer, something that those in power don't want you to understand. And there's a multiple dots here I'm about to connect, so please follow me through with this. On that note, this headline. SpaceX has applied for 30,000 more satellites to put into orbit, transmitting the type of signals I just outlined. That would make a total of about 42,000, beaming these down through the ozone layer, doing yet more damage. Every single rocket launch further damages the ozone layer for many reasons. The chlorine molecules associated with those rocket launches, each molecule can destroy ozone for many years, and they remain aloft in the atmosphere. The ozone layer is completely disintegrating. Please look past the power structure-produced propaganda trying to convince populations that the ozone layer is somehow recovering. That is completely false. Please pay attention to what you can feel on your skin when you feel the surfaces of cars and you look at the scorched tree bark and tree leaves. Please pay attention to your senses, not to the lies that are pumped out by the power structure to pacify populations until the last possible moment. More sources of ozone destruction. Project Lucy and Alamo. Those are acronyms for the ongoing microwaving of Earth's atmosphere and yet another layer of insanity from the climate engineers. The climate engineers are trying desperately to reduce atmospheric methane by blasting the atmosphere with opposing microwave frequencies to molecularly degrade that methane. Why is methane such a problem? As I've been over in previous broadcasts, methane over a 10-year time horizon is 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. There's enough methane in formerly frozen methane hydrate and clathrate deposits that are now thawing and releasing into the atmosphere. There's enough methane there to turn this planet into Venus many times over. Climate engineering has, in the attempt to hide what's happening, has further fueled this process. And now we have another layer of insanity with these two programs, Lucy and Alamo, acronyms for the microwaving of the atmosphere to molecularly degrade methane, further destroying the ozone layer, further reduces our chances for any even near-term survival. Question, what will it take to wake populations up to the depth of insanity that is surrounding us on all sides? Continuing on in this same theme, from the Global Union Against Radiation Deployment from Space, acronym GARDS, Plan Global Wi-Fi, i.e. 5G, from space will destroy ozone layer, worsen climate change, and threaten life on Earth, from that report. Wi-Fi operates using extremely rapid pulses of microwave radiation, the same radiation used in microwave ovens, and a parade of studies continue to be published and ignored, implicating wireless technology in the die-off of forests, the demise of frogs, bats, birds, bears, honeybees, indeed the entire web of life, and damage to the DNA of human species. It is vital to the continuation of life that large parts of the Earth be spared from the incessant radiation that accompanies wireless technologies. Quote, the human body, says Dr. Gerard Hyland of the University of Warwick in UK, is an electrochemical instrument of exquisite sensitivity, noting that, like a radio, it can be interfered with by incoming radiation. If a signal can operate a mechanical device, it can disturb every cell in the human body. On February 7th, 2014, the U.S. Department of Interior stated that, quote, the electromagnetic radiation standards used by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, continue to be based on thermal heating, a criterion now 30 years out of date and inapplicable. In reference to guidelines governing Wi-Fi radiation frequencies, in other words, the FCC does not consider what these signals do to our cellular structure. In 2011, the World Health Organization classified radiation emitted by cell phones and other wireless commercial infrastructure, such as Wi-Fi and smart meters, as Class 2B human carcinogens, along with lead, engine exhaust, DDT, and other highly toxic substances. Yet, the global Wi-Fi projects would make this exposure ubiquitous and inescapable. A letter sent by 88 organizations representing over a million people to the European Economic and Social Committee outlined how governments are betraying the public trust by ignoring the hazards of radio frequency microwave, RF, MW, microwave radiation. Studies show wireless radiation adversely affects fetal brain development, in addition to causing double-stranded DNA breaks and causing a wide spectrum of illness. Continuing and expanding involuntary exposure of the public to this known toxin violates the Nuremberg Code of Human Rights for non-consensual experimentation. Now, please follow me through, because all of this connects to the disintegrating ozone layer very directly. Let me marry these two subjects now, and we can get a clearer picture of the synergistic danger posed by the combination of the two. From the International Journal of Radiation Biology, this report, science report headline, enhancement of the cell-killing effect of ultraviolet C radiation by short-term exposure to a pulsed magnetic field. The conclusion from this report is this: results of the present study show that pulsed magnetic fields in combination with UVC have the ability to augment the cell-killing effects of UVC radiation. In addition, the effects appear to be greater when pulsed magnetic frequencies and UVC are applied at the same time. What does this mean? It means that the fact that we are being bathed in electromagnetic smog and now exposed to UVC radiation on the surface of the planet, something that all official sources are absolutely denying and lying about. I'll get to more about that in a minute from our legal team's efforts and the Freedom of Information Act requests. We just got another massive release of documents on the fact that this combination is incredibly dangerous to all of us. If we faced no other threats, and we face many, but if we faced no other threats, this combination alone is an existential threat. The combination of bombarding the atmosphere with radio frequency microwave transmissions, which is destroying the ozone layer, which in turn is releasing UVC radiation all the way to the surface, and then the combination of those two, again, DNA altering, cell killing, synergistic effect of these two issues. A circle of, again, suicidal insanity. And to add even more weight to this equation, the atmospheric spraying of climate engineering toxic heavy metal and chemical aerosols is also in and of itself destroying the ozone layer. We have layer upon layer upon layer of insanity with the current activities of the human race. And if we continue on this course, it's a mathematical and statistical certainty that we will not be here much longer. In regard to all the activities that are occurring in our sky, all that I described, and there's more, but with all this in mind, isn't this weather and environmental warfare? How can this be allowed? Many would ask. How can the international community allow this? Let's connect more pieces to this puzzle. From the International Committee of the Red Cross, this. From December 10th, 1976, a report titled, quote, Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, from that report. In its Article 1, the convention, which is part of the disarmament efforts, prohibits the contracting parties from engaging in, quote, military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects as a means of destruction, damage, or injury to any other state party, i.e. any other country. What did the UN Convention not restrict in regard to environmental or climate engineering? The UN Convention did not restrict governments from waging weather warfare on their own populations. For the record, major powers are using weather warfare all over the globe against anyone and everyone they choose. No major powers pay any attention to international law. We've always known that. But the point that needs to be considered is this. The UN Environmental Modification Convention did not restrict governments from conducting environmental modification experiments on their own populations. Back to the current rate of ozone layer destruction. Mathematically speaking, we likely have less than a decade before total ozone layer collapse. And that doesn't mean everything's fine until then. It's getting worse by the day right now. If and when total ozone layer collapse occurs, we will be bombarded with lethal levels of UV radiation, not just UVA and B, but UVC. Game over for all terrestrial life and most aquatic life. GeoengineeringWatch.org is continuing with our behind-the-scenes efforts to gain the hard evidence needed to take meaningful legal action. If we can expose the climate engineering insanity, we have a chance of stopping it. Getting information that the public is entitled to has proven all but impossible due to the ongoing and worsening behavior from the crime syndicate that is masquerading as the U.S. government. Here's the latest update on our efforts from our lead attorney. As previously reported, in August of this year, nonprofit Stop Geoengineering Minnesota, in conjunction with GeoengineeringWatch.org, served a Freedom of Information Act request on NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The federal agency charged with studying the structure and behavior of the ocean, the atmosphere, and related ecosystems, the Freedom of Information Act request asked NOAA to produce all records pertaining to UVC radiation from the year 2006 to the present, including all records of NOAA's monitoring for UVC radiation and any data about UVC. This might sound familiar as in a previous broadcast report, but this is new. This is a new release that's even more astounding. In September and October, NOAA produced two sets of documents in response to the FOIA request. The first set consisted of 667 pages. The second set consisted of 565 pages. The third set, which we now have, consisted of 608 pages. As previously reported, The vast majority of pages produced are completely redacted, and the only explanation is that they concern communications between agencies that are protected by legal privileges. GeoengineeringWatch.org estimates that approximately 579 pages of this third set or production are completely redacted, and the rest partially redacted. Once again, we don't understand why conversations between scientists supposedly about UVC radiation emitted from the sun can be withheld from the public. We have not requested matters concerning national security or state secrets or even diplomatic communications, which might contain sensitive information. We have requested documents from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration about radiation from the sun. Not only is NOAA dragging its feet in producing the full volume of documents in its possession in one fell swoop, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration chooses to send us fully redacted documents, essentially taunting us to sue them to gain access to public records that you have a right to see in their entirety. For the record, the Freedom of Information Act requests establishes the right to obtain public documents. It was not intended to be a game of cat and mouse, and a lawsuit should not be required to view this type of information. Again, the public is entitled to. GeoengineeringWatch.org will continue to keep you updated on further developments as our fight for full disclosure continues. As GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated on the record for over 10 years, the unfolding climate and biosphere collapse is far worse than any official source has stated. In fact, our government is doing everything they can to hide the unfolding reality from the population until the last possible moment. But reality is increasingly coming to light because it is becoming increasingly impossible to hide. From multiple sources, this new headline report. Quote, scientists warn of untold suffering in climate emergency. This is from last week. Humanity faces, quote, untold suffering if it fails to tackle the climate emergency threatening life on Earth. More than 11,000 scientists from countries all over the globe sent out this warning. They also said this, an immense increase of scale in endeavors to conserve our biosphere is needed to avoid untold suffering. Again, the scientists said this in Bioscience, a peer-reviewed publication of the American Institute of Biological Sciences. In this last statement, is it a covert push for climate engineering? As if climate engineering has not already been fully deployed for over 70 years with catastrophic consequences which continue to manifest by the day? Those in academia that continue to pretend climate engineering is just, quote, a proposal that, quote, could save us from ourselves, are either completely delusional or lying. You decide. But it's time they be held legally and morally accountable, and that effort will take all of us. It cannot be done by a few. From the NewRepublic.com and other sources, the frightening spread of toxic algae. From that report, climate change is accelerating the spread of lethal algae blooms in American waterways with devastating results for humans and animals alike. Toxic algae is one of the quickest spreading deadly effects of the climate crisis in the United States. Again, what is not mentioned? The climate engineering insanity and all that it encompasses, destroying the ozone layer, raining down lethal UV radiation, killing beneficial microbes, allowing non-beneficial microbes to proliferate, the toxic elements, starting with aluminum, killing, again, beneficial microbes, soil microbes, aquatic microbes, again, allowing non-beneficial microbes to proliferate. The climate engineering elephant in the room continues to go unacknowledged by all official sources, by all of academia, all of whom are completely betraying the human race and the entire web of life by their lies of omission. Another headline, high levels of red tide creep up Florida's Gulf Coast, now into Sarasota County. Waterways around the world are dying. Make no mistake about that. They're dying by the day. On that note, from the New York Times and other sources, quote, the Bayman's nightmare. All the scallops are dead. Excerpt from that report. There have been lean years in Peconic Bay on Long Island, but fishermen have never seen a failed harvest like this one. This is called Canfield Ocean, lifeless, oxygenless, superheated seas all over the globe. Oceans die, we die. Forests die, we die. Insects die, we die. Ozone layer collapses, we die. All of it's happening at once. While we're watching the political theater of the absurd every single day, capturing the public's attention while the walls collapse around them. From ABC News, this headline, slower lobster season means high prices and worried fishermen. From that report, a drop in the catch of lobsters off Maine has customers paying more and fishermen concerned about the future. They should be concerned. We're not going to have anything living in the ocean much longer at the current rate of die-off, from multiple sources. This new headline report that highlights yet more sources of damage to what life yet remains in our seas. Here's the report headline, quote, Trump administration makes it easier to dredge protected areas in order to restore beaches. Isn't that a relief? Even if everything in the oceans is dead, at least we can have a beach to lay on and soak up the now off the chart and unreported lethal UV radiation. From Bloomberg and other sources, climate changed, quote, the Aral Sea is dying, putting 60 million people at risk. The report states as climate change accelerates, the fight for global water supplies will only intensify. Again, I will state over and over, please research the engineering drought section at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. You cannot have less overall rain on a warming planet unless there is a factor that is not being reported, and that factor is climate engineering. Atmosphere carries 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. Data from the ground indicates we are likely past 3.5 degrees C now. Climate engineering is completely disrupting and derailing the Earth's hydrological cycle, destroying the ozone layer and contaminating virtually everything on the biosphere, every breath we take. All these publications lying by total omission of the single greatest and most dangerous climate-destructing factor of all. Not denying other forms of anthropogenic damage to the climate. We've been horrible stewards of the planet. But there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate in any light, from any perspective, without first and foremost discussing the climate engineering assault. And by the way, countries around the globe are breaking down again. Lack of crop production, breakdown of our habitat. There's not enough to go around. We will see more and more global chaos in more and more countries. You can bet on it. Here's another harbinger headline of our dying planet. Insect decline more extensive than suspected. This is an ongoing and increasingly alarming scenario. From that report, this quote from the scientist, a decline on this scale over a period of just 10 years came as a complete surprise to us. It's frightening, they said. They're totally surprised about this, right? When geoengineeringwatch.org began to report on this nearly a decade ago. What was academia doing exactly? The so-called experts that we count on to tell us, and they only tell us when they can't hide it any longer. Betrayal. Total betrayal from so many in academia. And let's hope that changes. And I realize they risk their paychecks and pensions by standing up and telling the truth, but their paychecks and pensions are not going to matter much longer. I encourage those in academia, band together, stand up as one, so you can't be so easily shut down. Moving on to another related headline. U.S. Embassy pressures Thailand over Monsanto poison ban. Are elected officials or their appointees behaving as salesmen for U.S. corporations that sell incredibly toxic products? Another headline, EPA weakens rules governing toxic water pollution from coal plants. Loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until the brutal, bitter end. That's exactly what's happening right now. While most of the public, unfortunately, is still distracted with the facade of elections, which are completely rigged, and the political theater on every front. And the planet is imploding around us by the day. From organicconsumers.org, this, Bill Gates donates $15 million to campaign pushing GMOs on small farmers around the world. From that report, the Gates Foundation is funding a campaign to, quote, end world hunger. What a complete farce statement that is. By promoting GMO technology, the organization has hired 400 science, quote, ambassadors to influence agricultural policy in 35 countries. This is eugenics. Make no mistake about that. In the last 4 years, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has donated a total of $15 million to two global campaigns aimed at, quote, ending world hunger by expanding the use of GMO technology. What a great idea, Mr. Gates, pushing genetically modified crops that grow twice as fast with half the nutrition, an equation that forces the body to digest many more calories to gain the needed nutrition, a great recipe for diabetes and a host of other human degenerative disorders and diseases. Yes, Mr. Gates, what a great idea. Much like your, quote, Save the Children vaccination programs in Africa. With these results, vaccinated children in Africa are 5 times more likely to die in the first 6 months than unvaccinated children. And of course, we won't likely get any significant amount of the medical industrial complex to admit that vaccines are doing immense and irreparable harm all over the globe because their paychecks and pensions depend on them not admitting to this truth. But for those in the general population that are still clinging to the official lies and cover-up regarding vaccines and the companies who are given blanket legal immunity from all death and injury they cause, what I'm asking you to do is to stop, stand back, and consider on how many levels and on how many subjects has our government lied to us, asking you to get rid of bias, preconception, programming, and to do an honest investigation of this issue, which is becoming more serious by the day. That's all we're asking. Do an honest investigation. Don't just toe the official narrative in order to not stand out from the herd. Find your courage, investigate. You won't like what you find, but all of us have an obligation to honestly search for the truth. On that note, more unpleasant truths from Vaccine Impact News. Study confirms Gardasil vaccine linked to autoimmune diseases from that report. The powerful government pharmaceutical industry partnership that has been foisting human HPV vaccination on girls and boys around the world since 2006 now has working-age adults within its sights. Merck's Gardasil 9 received U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval for expanded use in the 27 to 45-year age group in late 2018, and there are signs that a campaign is afoot to achieve the same end result in other countries. HPV vaccines have been linked to over 100,000 reports of adverse events globally, including disabling autoimmune conditions and deaths, but officials seem unconcerned. With 500 micrograms of aluminum adjuvant, Gardasil 9 has more than double the amount of aluminum contained in the original Gardasil vaccine, and they're going to push this on larger and larger segments of the population until the public wakes up and says no more. Another headline, whooping cough outbreak among vaccinated children in California. That's from the LA Times. Nearly 50 students came down with whooping cough, pertussis, even though they were all, every single one, vaccinated. According to Los Angeles Times, none of the students at the school with vaccine exemptions, i.e. those that weren't vaccinated, contracted the disease. Again, even though they had not received the whooping cough vaccination, 50 students, all vaccinated, all got whooping cough, and every single student that had not had vaccines did not get it. Think about that. If we truly care about our children, we have an obligation to honestly investigate the facts. We collectively face immense, immediate, and existential threats on countless fronts. From the toxic spraying in our skies, electrosmog, bombardment, fluoridated water, toxic GMO food, and vaccinations. But biosphere collapse is still the bottom line. More headlines on that front. Australia's annual heat records may melt after hot and dry October. Excerpt, almost all of the Australian mainland is likely to have a warmer and drier than normal final 2 months of the year, boosting the odds that 2019 will be the country's hottest on record. Again, October 2019, already the hottest on record. And Australia's precipitation is being cut off from climate engineering operations, just like the Western U.S., just like other parts of the world. This is absolutely a result of climate engineering. We can debate the agendas and the objectives, but the fact that climate engineering is completely disrupting the hydrological cycle and the core causal factor for the unprecedented fires around the globe, not denying anthropogenic damage to the planet. I have to say that every single time because people misconstrue what I've stated. What I am stating is there's no legitimate discussion about the climate or the forest fires or any other aspect of our biosphere without addressing climate engineering first and foremost. More headlines. Uncharted territory as wildfires rage across Australia's east. Another headline from Australia. State forests in mid-coast region of Australia closed due to fire danger. Forests are being closed to the public in Australia. All climate data, including, quote, official average temperature readings, by the way, are being falsified to the downside. UV readings falsified to the downside. Everything climate-related is being falsified to the downside to pacify populations for as long as possible. Another headline, Australia, thunderstorm asthma warnings go out again. Thunderstorm asthma. That's from the elements being seeded into these storms from the climate engineers. This is an absurd phenomenon that the medical industrial complex is pretending is something natural. From ScienceAlert.com, U.S. air quality got worse after years of improvement, and it's killing more people. All of this relates to climate engineering and the massive aerosol dispersions in the sky, nanoparticulates, incredibly harmful to the entire web of life, to every breath we take. We're not being told. From this report, air pollution worsened in the United States in 2017 and 2018. wait, I thought our administration told us everything's better. Air's cleaner, water's cleaner. Absolutely not true. Every administration, crooked, corrupt, all of them part of the power structure. I don't care what political stripe they wear. Report states, new data shows a reversal after years of sustained improvement with significant implications for public health. In 2018 alone, eroding air quality was linked to nearly 10,000 additional deaths. That's a blatant, glaring lie. It's far worse than that. Far worse. And the nanoparticulates still go completely unreported. Completely. Because the system is designed not to detect these contaminants, which jets are spraying in skies all over the globe as part of solar radiation management. If the public wakes up to the fact that they have all been exposed to a lethal and deadly experiment without their knowledge or consent, an experiment from which there is no return, what will happen then? If we wake populations all over the globe to what their governments have done to them, what will happen? We need to find out. From Vax.com, wildfires are making California's deadly air pollution even worse, and so are the jets dispersing these particulates on top of those fires. Again, in The Dimming, the coming documentary, The Dimming, we have film footage of massive jet dispersions directly on top of the wildfires. And some have tried to claim, well, this is an attempt to reduce the heat over those fires. No, that's completely false. Why would they spray directly on top of the smoke canopy? That has nothing to do with solar radiation management. That is something far more nefarious. We need to find out what it is, but we will post this film footage in The Dimming. Now, in regard to these particulates related to solar radiation management that are being sprayed into our atmosphere, consider this report from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health. Excerpts from the report. Assessing the direct occupational and public health impacts of solar radiation management with stratospheric aerosols, as I just described, there have been few efforts to characterize the potential human health impacts of geoengineering, particularly with regards to SRM approaches involving stratospheric aerosols, what I just outlined. A wide range of particulates could be released into the atmosphere, might have been for 70 years, to achieve the SRM objective of scattering sunlight back to space. Sulfates and nanoparticles currently favored for solar radiation management include sulfur dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, carbonyl sulfide, black carbon, and specifically engineered discs composed of metallic aluminum, aluminum oxide, and barium titanate. In particular, engineered nanoparticulates are considered very promising for solar radiation management, not for human health. The particles would utilize photophoretic and electromagnetic forces to self-levitate above the stratosphere, i.e., powerful radio frequency microwave transmissions that I went over in parts of this broadcast already. Human exposure to materials used for SRM could occur during the manufacture, transportation, and deployment and post-deployment of these materials. Now think about that. Could occur when you spray tens of millions of tons of these particulates into the atmosphere annually and they settle down through the air column. They're saying exposure could occur, and we need scientists to tell us this. Academia continues to completely betray the human race and the entire web of life. Due to atmospheric circulation and gravitational deposition, large-scale population exposure to atmospherically injected SRM materials will almost certainly occur after their deployment. Thank you. Of course they will. In order to be effective, SRM efforts involving stratospheric aerosols will require global effort. Such an action would represent the first truly global and intentionally produced human exposures. This has been ongoing for 70 years. 70. Final statement, the benefits and potential consequences of this action would impact the entire population of the planet. Thank you. That's what we've stated on geoengineeringwatch.org for over 10 years. And that's from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health. Now stop and consider that available data indicates that coal fly ash may be a base material that's being used in solar radiation management operations. With that in mind, consider this from Mother Jones Journal and other sources. Coal ash is incredibly toxic. That's the headline with this. Trump's EPA just made it even harder to control. Plug that into the equation. While remembering the provisions in the UN Convention I outlined earlier in this broadcast, that there is no international law preventing governments from conducting experiments on their own populations. How bad's the air in other parts of the world? From numerous sources, India air pollution at, quote, unbearable levels, Delhi minister says. Breathing air in Delhi is equivalent to smoking 44 cigarettes a day. Just by breathing. It's not far off from that in other places around the world either, but we're not being told. From the New Indian Express news source. Plug all these dots together because they all fit. India plans to open 100 new airports by 2024 to revive economic growth. Plug this into everything I've been over in this broadcast. The snake eating its own tail. Military industrialized civilization trying to sustain itself with a paradigm that was never sustainable. This is never going to happen. India's never going to open 100 airports by 2024. We'll be lucky if many people on this planet survive that long. That's how severe our situation is, and I don't care who rolls their eyes and walks away and tells themselves it isn't so without any investigation. Denial won't save you. It won't save you. If we have any chance of saving anyone, it will involve all of us waking up, facing reality, and doing everything we can to change course. On that note, I have two headlines to compare next. One, about activists that were trying to bring to light the severity of biosphere collapse. From numerous sources, Dakota Access Pipeline activists face 110 years in prison. Not advocating their actions on how they tried to bring the severity of our situation to light, but the bottom line is they didn't hurt anyone. Compare it to this headline. Israeli soldier handed 1 month community service for murdering, killing a Gaza teenager. 1 month community service. Activist that didn't hurt anybody, 110 years in prison. Military industrial complex, minion, 1 month community service for what amounted to murder. This is a stunning example of who runs the country. The fascist governments are controlled by industry, that are trying to make examples out of anyone who stands in their way, anyone who protests their looting, plundering, and pillaging of the planet faces draconian penalties. But those who serve empires, who kill others without any justification whatsoever, are given a month of community service. Think on that one for a while. Why aren't human rights organizations reporting on such atrocities like that, which I just reported, a month of community service for killing a Gaza teenager? From HumanRightsWatch.org and other sources, Israel's Supreme Court greenlights deporting Human Rights Watch official. Just get rid of the officials that might shine a light on this kind of atrocity. For those that have the courage to honestly investigate history and facts that they have not been told about the Middle East, view the documentary film Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land, available online for free if you want to investigate facts, again, that you're not being told. Am I advocating the actions of other countries? China? Russia, for example? Not at all. They're all criminally corrupt. But the corruption is in direct proportion, in many cases, to the size and strength of the military-industrial machine involved. And what countries do we know are part of the biggest military-industrial complex on the planet? Follow that trail. Back to the bottom line of biosphere collapse. I want to remind on this headline from numerous sources. Earth sizzles through October as another month ranks the warmest on record. October 2019 was the hottest on record globally, yet October in the U.S. was the coldest in 10 years. This is yet another harbinger of the constant chemical ice-nucleated cool-down scenarios being carried out on the most populated portions of the U.S., constant weather whiplash scenarios designed to confuse and divide the U.S. population regarding the true state of global climate collapse until the last possible moment, as I've stated over and over the last 5 years running. The most anomalously less warm region on the entire planet is the eastern half of North America. That is not nature. That is climate engineering from the largest and military-industrial complex on the planet. Massive chemical ice nucleation operations with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. Please search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org. In the meantime, the West continues to burn. This is part of the climate engineering operations as well. Search the engineering wildfires section at geoengineeringwatch.org. From theconversation.com, California wildfires signal the arrival of a planetary fire age. As should be expected, this report tries to place the majority of the blame for the fires on not cutting down enough trees and historical fire suppression, neither of which are part of this factor. The ongoing global climate engineering, aka weather warfare assault, is the primary causal factor. If not cutting down enough trees was the problem, why have completely untouched regions of Siberia, untouched for hundreds of thousands, indeed millions of years, have had a 1,000% increase in their fires in a decade? This is because of changing atmospheric conditions linked most directly to climate engineering, again, and all other forms of human activity. All forms of human activity that affect the energy balance of the planet are an absolute problem, major problem. But we can't have a legitimate discussion about any of this without discussing climate engineering first and foremost. Another headline from the climate engineering cover-up source, weatherunderground.com. Fiery weather could plague California into December. Keep in mind, these people are reading scripts, all of them. This is not weather predictions. This is the scheduled weather coming ultimately from the top. Raytheon making the weather modeling that's passed down through National Weather Service and NOAA, two organizations that have illegal federal gag orders on their employees. And we know from our Freedom of Information Act requests that people down to the local meteorologist level are in fact reading scripts. Another headline, insurers drop fire coverage for 350,000 California residents. The report states insurance has become a serious problem in California as wildfires wreak havoc on the state. The report also states this, experts consulted by the strike force believe climate change, development patterns, deferred utility equipment maintenance, and other factors suggest much heightened risk going forward. This is per a copy of the report given to Governor Gavin Newsom's strike force. First, other factors. Yes, look up climate engineering. And about Governor Newsom, in February of 2014, over 5 years ago, my meeting with now Governor Gavin Newsom in his office at the Capitol, then Lieutenant Governor Newsom, presented irrefutable data to him and his aide. They did not dispute the data. They have done nothing. I'm sure Gavin is being told by all the quote-unquote experts around him that this is not true. There's nothing going on. Don't worry about it. I plead with Governor Newsom. Rise to the occasion. Use your own sense of reason. Look past the denial that's being given to you by the so-called experts that are paid to lie and deny to pacify the public until the last possible moment. Please, Gavin, rise to the occasion and face the truth that you were given over 5 years ago in the meeting you and I had. From ABC News, Trump threatens to cut U.S. funding for California wildfires. Last year, Trump made a similar threat as wildfires devastated Malibu and Paradise, California. And let's remember Mr. Trump, Mr. Obama, the Clintons, the rest, all just puppets in the play, power structure doing their best to divide and polarize populations in any and every way they can. In the meantime, climate engineering operations going on overhead, core causal factor for the fires, no one acknowledging that fact. U.S. Drought Monitor, the lie continues, stating no drought in California, zero. Yet, this is the first year ever my ponds have gone completely dry, fuel moisture's at record lows, yet they say no drought. Statistics being lied across the board. Temperatures being falsified to the downside. UV readings completely fictitious. Drought monitor statistics fictitious. Countless forms of data being completely falsified, again, to pacify populations as total biosphere collapse continues to unfold. Here's one more 2018 statistic on the fires from fizz.org and other sources. More countries than ever hit by forest fires in 2018. Now, back to the climate engineers' attempt to mask the severity of planetary climate collapse with constant engineered cool downs, most specifically in the eastern half of the North American continent. This new headline from the Washington Post. Canada's icy kiss, twin Arctic blasts poised to target lower 48. The report states the temperature seesaw, which is shifting the axis of winter chill to the nation's eastern half, will allow warmth to build into the west. From the Four Corners to the California coast, the mercury will hover 10 to 15 degrees above average. It's far above that. Nighttime lows sometimes 30 degrees above average in places. Consider, again, this is a scenario that it is imperative to understand. If you're attempting to truly fight against climate engineering, to expose it, the engineered cool downs must be recognized, acknowledged, understood, and disclosed. At minimum, the U.S. West is a climate sacrifice zone for the climate engineers as they rob rain from the West and utilize it for the engineered cool downs in the U.S. East. Please check the posting of this week's Global Alert News broadcast on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch. Much more detail on the scenario I'm describing will be included in that post, along with essential links with even more data. Or again, search the Engineering Winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org or the Engineering Wildfires section. But a scenario of a high-pressure dome set up over the U.S. West, spinning clockwise, spinning moisture through Alaska, keeping Alaska warmer than it should be, wetter than it should be, spinning that moisture back down into the continental U.S., picking up moisture from the Gulf Coast, from the record-warm Gulf of Mexico, and somehow making a winter storm out of it. Storms that have a warm side and a cold side now, as we're told, and the population, for some reason, believes is normal. And with snow no longer having anything to do with elevation, you're either on the warm side of the storm or the cold side. We have an ice storm transition zone in between as they're nucleating this storm precipitation, and it's reaching the surface before it sets up as ice. Patented processes, chemical ice nucleating elements. You can find the patents at geoengineeringwatch.org. You can find much more detail on this. We had a recent article published, perfectly spherical ice balls yet again showing up on shorelines, and power structure climate engineering cover-up paid liars are doing their best to convince the public that the ice balls are just a strange act of nature. Again, this is a blatant lie. The ice balls are yet another red flag warning of the all-out chemical ice nucleation weather warfare being waged by the climate engineers, aka weather terrorists. On the subject of terrorism, as I've stated countless times, as biosphere collapse accelerates, powers around the globe will become ever more desperate and dangerous. They will try to acquire Earth's remaining last resources. From RT.com and other sources, Russian Minister of Defense says U.S. protects oil smugglers in Syria, offers aerial images as proof. Another headline, mission unchanged, U.S. to send troops and machines to guard Syrian oil interests after having vowed to withdraw. Another headline from SputnikNews.com and numerous other sources, quote, I like oil, we're keeping the oil. Trump confirms U.S. wants Syria's oil, not to patrol its borders. The president went on to say the ceasefire is held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. They've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that. We want to bring our soldiers home, but we did leave soldiers because we're, quote, keeping the oil. I like oil, he said. We're keeping the oil. That's very clear, isn't it? Looting, plundering, and pillaging of other nations, Obama, Clinton, Bush, all the same. That's business as usual for an empire that's wreaking havoc all over the planet in a desperate attempt to sustain itself. From many new sources, this, U.S. building new military bases in Syria's oil-rich area, stealing the resources from other countries as the planet goes down in flames. Question, if the truth be told, how many Americans are okay with stealing oil and other resources from countries around the globe, so long as it serves their own personal paradigm by ensuring that they can still fill up the motorhome for the next unnecessary outing? How many are willing to look the other way as U.S. military mercenaries are used as a force for the power structure's resource robbing, the loot, plunder, and pillage policy that has been and is going on all over the globe? Question, does might make right? The vast majority are still mired in ideology, bias, programming, and preconceptions. The vast majority thus far seem to feel no sense of responsibility to honestly investigate the truth, let alone to take action for the greater good. Consider this statement from John Trudell. Quote, we have to reestablish our identity. We have to understand who we are and where we fit in the natural order of the world, because our oppressors deal in illusions. How true that is, illusions. A critical mass of awareness is the only way forward in this battle. I've spent nearly the last 20 years of my life running forward on the treadmill of this fight, and at times I feel completely exhausted and battle fatigued, like I've collapsed on the treadmill, hanging desperately on the handlebar with my legs dragging on the perpetually turning belt. At such times, I take a short trek into the dying forest around my home. I force myself to examine and consider every detail of the collapsing flora and fauna, a dying web of life that has no voice except for us, each of us. The righteous rage again begins to flicker inside me, a rage at the injustice and insanity of it all. I turn the rage into fuel for continuing in the fight. I stand and continue to stride forward on the treadmill of this battle as best I can. Going silently into the night is not an option. We, all of us who are awake and aware, must summon the courage and fortitude to continue our efforts to sound the alarm. We must keep our compass heading. We must never give up. We can yet make a difference. See the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for detailed activist suggestions on how to help change the current suicidal course of the human race. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.